All right, continuing the 2006 Toy Fair podcast, we'll be looking at Jack's Pacific. I'll just say it up front. I am not a wrestling fan, so I'm not intimately familiar with who's who and what's what and all the wrestling lines. Certainly an area that that we're definitely not really up to speed on. But I just want to go over, Jax did have their media event today. It was actually a very nice event. Bobby the Brain Heenan, who actually I do remember watching on television when I was a teenager, was their guest of honor. Their other guest was supposed to be Jimmy Hart, who was not able to make it. But Bobby Brain Heenan did show up. He was extremely entertaining. Had a lot of colorful stories. He's definitely got a quick sense of humor. He just finished surgery on his throat for throat cancer. So his speech was a little off from the operation, but definitely his wit was still there, and he definitely kept everyone entertained, no doubt about that. And he was part of the little Toy Fair swag bag that that Jax gave out. It was a Jimmy Hart figure, one of 100. It was a with his piano tie, and there was also a Bobby the Brain Heenan in his weasel suit. Exclusive, that was one of 100 done for that, which everyone had a chance to get signed by Bobby himself. And then there was also one of their one of 100 special limited edition flywheel. And I gotta tell you, the flywheels are their little, it's kind of like a zip strip and you shoot out a little tire, or as I like to call it, it's what's considered a tattoo application for the kid you don't like, because you just know. I mean, that's just like a BB gun, except it's a starter BB gun, so you can just get those kids you don't like, and next thing you know, they've got a nice aqua tread on their leg or something. But I kind of want to throw back a little bit to Bobby the Brain Heenan. I mean, this kind of gives you an idea of how the reception went, okay? At some point in this, he called all of us losers, and we all clapped. So you know he was getting us entertained. There's no doubt about that. But some of the news on the wrestling stuff, the wrestling front. Number one, basically they're going to get all the wrestling figures into the same scale, into the scale that they've been using. They heard the feedback when you change the scale and people say we want them all to inhabit basically the same world so they can all interact. And that's the way it's going to be. They heard it, and they're changing it to make sure that everything goes together. So, you know, they're definitely responsive to what the consumers have to say. And again, I don't want to get too much into the wrestling, because quite honestly, I don't know all the wrestling figures, and we have to check our notes. So it'll be a bit of work, and I don't want to bum dope you with something that's not right. So definitely there'll be some more information to come for the Jack stuff. They did have the Rocky stuff there, and one thing they're looking at with the Rocky line is they don't really they see it as a line that they can really expand upon and hit as many secondary and tertiary characters as they possibly can. So you're gonna, you know, throughout the line, I mean, they got a side of Beef, you know, that's going to be part of the line. I mean, and we're not just talking about Sly either. So that's the good news. They're going to try and make all kinds of obscure things. So if you're a fan of Rocky, and let's face it, who isn't, you know? And who isn't a fan of Rocky III, at least? Rocky II, you know, Rocky II is not bad, you know? And Rocky IV, if you grew up in the 80s, in the Cold War era of the United States, you can't help but love Rocky IV. Rocky V was, well, we don't really want to talk about Rocky V, but and Rocky VI will be coming again soon, you know. So their plan is to do stuff from all the movies, try and get a very broad line. They're not going to be cutting corners and just do, you know, one Rocky and then just the main characters. I mean, they're going to be hitting as many different characters as they possibly can. That's what they want to try and do, and as many different Rockies. And it's not even going to be like the same Rocky with the same head and stuff like that. You know, they had some mock-ups there, and all the pictures may show that it's the same Rocky head, but they're planning on making everything different there. Okay, so I just want to throw that out. We've also got, you know, definitely some stuff back from the 80s besides Rocky, well, 70s and 80s, with, you know, they've got Care Bears, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Trolls even. But I don't want to go too much into that. I just kind of wanted to give it a very brief. You're going to get a lot better information, and it's already out there and up on the web at a lot of the wrestling sites that should have a lot more cool information on Jack specific. But it was a nice media event. Definitely, they kept us entertained, which is always a good thing, and they gave us some cool swag, which is definitely another cool thing. But they got some good stuff, and since my wrestling knowledge is, you know, I mean, Hulk Hogan, okay, I know he is, Andre the Giant, I know the guys from the 80s, because I remember him as a teenager, but I never have really followed it, neither myself or Bobby. So that's about all I have to say about Jack specific right now. We'll definitely try and get more information up in the future, but... For right now, it's just they want to keep everything the same scale. You know, they're listening to what people are saying. They're listening to what collectors are saying, that they want everyone to be the same scale. And they're going to take care of that, and they're going to try and be as broad as possible with their Rocky line. And that's about it. This is a pretty short one, but that's all we had to say at the present about Jack specific.